our help. Is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. With sorrow, we announce to the congregation that it has pleased the Lord to take out of the midst of the congregation by the hand of death on Tuesday, December 29, Mr. Bastien de Peter, at the age of 86 years, and Mr. Jan Klok, at the age of 82 years. To that end, let us sing together of Psalter 281, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust. He whose years are everlasting, he remembers we are dust and what follows. Psalter 281, the first three stanzas. a portion out of God's holy word, of which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Isaiah, and there of chapter 21. Isaiah 21. The burden of the desert of the sea, as whirlwinds in the south pass through, as so it cometh from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous dealer dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold upon me, as the pangs of a woman that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart panted, a fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure hath he turned into fear unto me. Prepare the table, a watch in the watchtower, eat, drink, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, go, said a watchman, let him declare what he seeth. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses and a chariot of camels, and he hearkened diligently with much heed. And he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. And behold, here cometh the chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, a Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground. All my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. The burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir, a watchman, a what of the night, a watchman, a what of the night. The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come. The burden upon Arabia. In the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge, O ye traveling companies of Dedanim, the inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty. They prevented with their bread him that fled. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of an hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail, and the residue of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, shall be diminished. for the Lord God of Israel has spoken it. We announce that Leah Grisnick needs surgery on her appendix this evening. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when once more on this year that has nearly run its course, that we attempt to draw nigh unto thee with our unclean lips, wilt thou grant a true prayer unto thee, the living God, and wilt thou be our helper ever near. The circumstances, they are so different in this evening hour than they have been in all the former years. Where in this evening hour, a smaller part of the congregation may come up to thy house. The greatest part is called upon to listen along. But Lord, we may still have a place upon this earth in the land of the living, whether in thy house or whether in our dwelling places. There are those that are no more with us than also in this week on the same day. It has pleased thee to take out of our midst two fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. For them it has become eternity. Both families, they have stood on the cemetery around an open grave to bury their dear mother. And now they are called upon to bring their father to the grave. Oh, Lord, wilt thou remember, wilt thou uphold, and wilt thou strengthen, wilt thou comfort them. Then in this year, many empty places have come amongst us, where they are lying under the earth, and we may still have a place on top of the earth. And what makes us and our children to differ, when in thy great long suffering and in thy goodness, that thou wast yet spared, that thou wast not cut off the threadle bread of our life. Lord, we were called upon to bring to the cemetery the very young. Wilt thou remember and uphold those parents with their empty arms and with that empty place? We were called upon to bring to the grave a young daughter. Lord, wilt thou uphold that family circle? Wilt thou remember them? Well, thou remembered the boyfriend, where it has pleased thee to take from aside his dear girlfriend, grant a place at thy footstool. Thou wast taken away the middle-aged, O Lord. Wilt thou remember and uphold the widower with the children, the family circle? Thou wast taken away older ones by the cold hand of death. Then surely, Lord, then thou wast spoken very loudly and very clearly. Thou wast come with the judgment of the virus upon this earth, has also come amongst us in our Bethesda. May all the callings, may they be used in thy hand, that many may be converted by thee unto thee. O Lord, teach us to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways. In this evening hour, leave us not cold, unmoved, and untouched, but grant deep and profound impressions. What thou wast done in this past year, where thou wast spoken in such special ways, but also to be given to reflect on all the blessings which thou wast granted so freely and undeservedly, and that for a people that have sinned against all thy commandments. There are those amongst us, among young and old, who are in a special way, it has pleased thee to put thy hand between them and death. Thou would no desire in their death. They may still be amongst us. May it be a special evening for them and for their loved ones. Then in this year, in the midst of many fears and different circumstances, then thou wast yet provided our daily bread, and there was not one amongst us that had to go to bed hungry or that had to sleep out in the open air or on the street or under a bridge. Thou wast granted to many that they have been in the hospital for different reasons, also for surgery, many concerns, and they may return to their dwellings. Ah, Lord, may they be humbled thereunder. Also in this evening hour, thou wast granted unto young couples that they were privileged to be united in holy matrimony the first old years as husband and wife. Make it special for them. May they be given to speak much together of the things of the Lord. Thou wast blessed many fathers and mothers with the birth of children by the first time and by renewal in their married life. Lord, one of them we were called upon to bring to the grave. May we truly be given to pause, to stop, and consider all thy mercies. Then thou wast granted another year, where the seed of thy holy word may be sown in the midst of the church for many months under different circumstances in the family circle and in the Christian school. Thou wast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. May we each be given to closely examine our hearts according to thy holy word, whether thy word has borne a rich fruit, whether it has borne any fruit. Remember the unconverted, ah, Lord. May there be many a soul who in this day have sought for a secret place and that have cried mightily unto thee for thy mercy and for thy favor. Remember thy people. Thou knowest how it has been in this day, how it has been in the Advent season, how it has been when we have commemorated the birth of thy dear Son, and how it has been thereafter. Lord, our only hope, that is thy mercy and thy mercy alone. Thou wast spoken so loudly and so clearly. What more could thou do to thy vineyard that thou wast not done unto it, Lord? Well, to grant unto thy church a repentance from our worldly and evil ways, a turning to thy word, and a crying unto thee, the living God, wonder-doing God, come down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood, in this last evening of the year, do wonders in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou bind the shortness of life and the certainty of death, judgment, and of eternity upon all our hearts for each and every one of us? Then we have come 1 year closer to that final meeting with our Maker. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, those that are overwhelmed. Lord, we have a young man amongst us come in an accident resulting in a death. Well, thou continue to uphold him with his family circle. Remember also that other mourning family. Remember the young daughter in the hospital in this evening hour, a different old year's evening for her. Ah, Lord, wilt thou help the physician, bless the means, help her out and through, and may this calling be sanctified. Remember her parents, all those that are near and dear unto her. We remember our Bethesda, the staff wilt thou continue to remember and uphold them. Remember the residents, those that are sick and afflicted. We commend unto thee, a Father, many of our people in a serious and in a low condition. We commend them unto thee for body and for soul. Remember his dear wife. Remember all the other afflicted ones. May it please thee to grant healing in all, Lord. Then thou wert speaking in such a special way. Wherein this year thou wast not only taken the old away, also taken a young worker away. May all the callings be used that it may be heard that in Bethesda that thou art working mightily and lovely with thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Remember all of our elderly ones. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember the family circles. May love abound what has been separated. May it please thee to bring it together, Lord. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Press upon all our hearts that we are traveling to that never-ending eternity. And then thou grantest this precious time of grace that we may be prepared. Ah, Lord, may it please thee by thy grace, by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou may prepare us, and that as poor sinners we may come to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son. Lord, in this evening hour, then we humbly ask thee that thou may help once more. Anoint us with fresh oil from above. Open thy words. May we be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people. We have not come to the end of the year yet. Lord, remember all the listeners. Go from bench to bench, from chair to chair, and from dwelling to dwelling. Give all the attention. Give a little rest in thy house. Uphold all the sorrowing ones. And, ah, Lord, impress upon our hearts this past year what thou hast done. Thou hast done nothing but good. And what we have done, our sins, they are great and manifold. And if they have not been washed in thy precious blood, then they have all been added to our account. May there be many souls. May the number be increased. That may be sorely troubled therewith. They need to be washed. They need to be blotted out. Lord, may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 210, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To God will I direct my prayer, and he will make my needs his care. I trust him still, though in my grief, and no answer yet has brought relief. With hands stretched out through all the night, uncomforted, I sought for light and what follows. A Psalter 210, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
beloved congregation of Picture Butte. When the Lord shall grant it, when within 4 hours the clock strikes 12 o'clock, then the year of our Lord 2020 shall have come to an end. Then surely it is always a solemn time when we come close to the end of another year. Then it reminds us that everything here upon the earth shall come to an end. Also our life. We have experienced it in a special way. In the year that has nearly run its course, before this year, since the institution of the congregation, then the highest number whom the Lord has taken away by the cold hand of death was 3. In this year thus far, and I know by nature, we do not believe it, that before the clock strikes 12, that we can be in eternity. The Lord has sent the angel of death 8 times amongst us, and all ages. The very young. The young, the middle-aged, the elderly ones. For them it has become eternity. And congregation, when we may be prepared, then it shall not be such a bad day. Because for the church it is eternal gain, but for the unconverted, it is terrible. And then should not the question be for each and every one of us, how is it now with our souls? It was a very different year, a year that is vividly imprinted upon all our minds and all our hearts. I read in Psalm 50, verse 1, the Lord, even the mighty God, has spoken from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Much has come to a standstill. The Lord is speaking loudly and clearly. And on this evening hour, what should now be the most important thing? Maybe boys and girls, you can help me a little tonight. Young people, older ones, what should now be the most important question on Old Year's Eve? That is, has it now been a good and a profitable year for my never-dying soul? Are there amongst us among our children, our youth, middle-aged and elderly ones, that may have a hope, may believe that the Lord has begun that good work in your heart, that it has become so different. That is the all-important thing, congregation. And the Lord is so worthy to be served, to be honored, and to be glorified. Then on such an evening, then we are called to reflect in the midst of the trials, in the midst of death, all the mercies which the Lord has bestowed upon us and our children. The psalmist in Psalm 40, verse 5, has said that they could not be numbered, and fathers and mothers, that on such a day, then you have many things to speak of, about to your children, what the Lord has done and what we have done. Our sins are great. They are manifold. The last Lord's Day, the first petition. How was that now in this year? Has the Lord now been glorified? And then on such an evening, may we be given to remember and empathize with all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children, parents, and dear ones to the cemetery. In this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Isaiah 21, the verses 11 and 12, where God's word and our text reads thus, the burden of Duma. He calleth to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? A watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come. Our text words speak of the watchman's message concerning the burden of Duma, with three thoughts. In the first place, the urgent inquiry to the watchman. In the second place, the remarkable reply by the watchman. And thirdly, the loving appeal through the watchman. The watchman's message concerning the burden of Duma. The urgent inquiry to the watchman, the remarkable reply by the watchman, and thirdly, the loving appeal through the watchman. Then the watchman in our text, that is the prophet Isaiah, there is spoken thereof already in the 6th and the 8th verse, and in Isaiah 62, verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, night nor day. And then, boys and girls, then you know what a watchman is. That was one that would be on the walls of a city, sometime in a tower, and then a watchman could see much further than the people in the city and on the ground. And then such a watchman, he had a watch, whether an enemy would come or whether danger would approach. Such a watchman may not sleep on the walls of that city. He must be wide awake, must ask the Lord to help him. And when danger threatened, then he must blow the trumpet. Then he must warn the people. We read in Ezekiel 3, verse 17, of a watchman which the Lord has called not to hold their peace, to give warning. If such a watchman would not give warning, then the blood of the people of the city, they would be required. And now when the prophet Isaiah, in the chapters 13 through 23, then there are different prophecies concerning the nations that have surrounded Israel. And in this chapter, in the first 10 verses, then there is spoken of the prophecies concerning Babylon, in our text concerning Duma, and in the latter verses, the prophecy concerning the inhabitants of Arabia. And now our text says, the burden of Duma. Thus then the prophet was one that has carried many burdens. The prophet was not one as a postman that only delivered a letter. You can understand it, boys and girls, that a postman, when he comes to your house, he would deliver a letter. Then that postman does not know what is in the letter. And no, a watchman is one that is saturated with the message. And that many a times when it concerns the judgments and the destruction of a people, then it is truly a burden. And now when we read the burden of Duma, who are we now to understand by Duma? Literally in the Bible, then we read that he was the sixth son of Ishmael, that he was the father of the Arabic, of the tribes of the Arabs. But when we further read in our text words, he calleth to me out of Seir, then it is thought, undoubtedly it is true, the children of the Ishmaelites, they have also dwelt to the east in the land of the Arabs. But when it is written that he calleth to me out of Seir, then it refers to the descendants of Edom. Because they read in Genesis 26, verse 8, thus dwelt Edom in Mount Seir. And in verse 20, these are the sons of Seir who inhabited the land. Then the meaning of Duma and of Edom, they are quite similar. The name Duma means silence. Sometime in the Bible, in Psalm 94, verse 17, unless the Lord had been my help, I had almost dwelt in silence. In the original, then it is Duma. Thus, then it seems that in our text words that it is the burden concerning the descendants of Esau. And boys and girls, you know what an Esau has done. That he has sold his birthright for a bowl of soup, young and old. How has it been in the year that has nearly run its course? Concerning our time, concerning our talents, concerning our goods. Have we only spent it concerning the things of the time, and so not thinking of the needs of our never-dying soul? Or have there been times that we have been busy, oh so busy, even in the night watches, that we have cried unto the Lord? And then of the descendants of Esau, it is true in Genesis 36, we read there were many dukes, but they have moved to the east, to the south, the southeast of the Dead Sea. And then it is evident, very clear in the scriptures, that the Edomites, that they were bitter enemies of the people of the Lord. In Numbers 21, when the children of Israel were traveling through the desert, when they have come closer to the promised land, then they have asked the king of Edom whether they could go through their land on the king's highway. Whatever they needed, they would buy. But the king of Edom has refused. Then we read in the history of David, Psalm 60, of a battle with the Edomites. Also Solomon has fought against the Edomites. We read in 2 Chronicles 20 that the children of Ammon, of Moab, but also of Edom, that they have come against the king. Concerning the Edomites, then we read in the prophet Obadiah that the prophet has prophesied because of their sins that they would be destroyed. It is written in that prophecy that they were given to rejoice when Jerusalem was destroyed, when those captives were taken away. But now, then it is implied, it seems, that Edom has come into trouble, that Edom was suppressed, that they were distressed. Because when you look at a map, boys and girls, of the Oriental lands, then we have Mesopotamia, where Babylon was, to the north, Syria, Assyria, to the south, Egypt, and the land of Israel, but also the land of Edom was in between. And then with the wars between those superpowers, then many times they were also involved in the war. And then whether it was Egypt or Babylon or Assyria, then they have tried to conquer those lands, that they may have a free access for their trade and for their travels, but also that those nations in their warfare would not rise up against them. And now it seems in our text that although there are those, when they have come from Mount Seir with a special question, oh, they have addressed that watchman, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? There are those that think that it was perhaps in a time, perhaps in the time of King Jehoram, our Dutch marginal notes, they take notice thereof perhaps, that under the fifth king of Judah, oh, he was a very wicked king. He has killed all his brothers. He has despised the word of the living God. Oh, of that king it is written that he was not desired. And then Edom has revolted. And under those circumstances, that in Edom perhaps would have come cannot be proven, but that not in a serious way, but more in a mocking way, they said, "Watchman, what of the night that thou wast prophesied of thy judgments? And we may still have prosperity, we may still have freedom." And nevertheless, when we read our text words, then it seems it is implied that, O Edom, that they have come in trouble, and that they have come in distress, because do we not read that sense of urgency? Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Then in Edom, under very distressing circumstances, then in Edom has sent that message to the watchman among the children of Israel. And then they have asked in their distress, "Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Congregation, how has it now been in the past year?" The Lord has spoken in a special way. Think of the virus, the judgments of the Lord. And has there now been a serious inquiry that we have come at the footstool of the Lord, that we have become anxious, oh, filled with many fears, but have we now come before the Lord? And that, because is Edom not an example for us, when they have been tried, when they have come in trouble, then they have yet come before the Lord. Oh, it is true, there are many that come to the Lord when there are troubles, when there is sorrow, when there is difficulties, when there is sickness, and when there is death. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? It is asked two times, then it is as it were, and then they are given to ask the watchman. Watchman, under our troubles and under our distress, what time of the night is it? How long shall it continue? How dark shall it become before the night comes? Thus a solemn and a serious question, boys and girls. Maybe there have been times that you have been very sick, and that during the night watch that you have laid awake, asked for mother and father, and that you have asked, "Mother, what time of the night is it? How long shall the night yet be? When shall the morning come? Shall I become better?" Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Then under serious circumstances, then Edom has required, it is true. What do we not find in this inquiry of Edom? Then we do not find that an Edom has come with a confession of their sin and a confession of their guilt, what they have done, that they have troubled, that they have distressed the chosen people of the Lord. Oh, how fitting it would have been before they have asked the watchman concerning what of the night, that they have confessed their great guilt, what they have done in former times, young and old. How is it now at the end of the year of the Lord 2020. Oh, what a concerns our thoughts have multiplied with the Lord's solemn speaking over the whole earth. Also the Lord's special speaking amongst us when we consider the judgment of the virus. Oh, how the thoughts have multiplied. What shall the end be? The consequences also for the coming time where everything has become so different in our life. We have experienced matters that we have never experienced before. Then the Lord indeed is speaking loudly and clearly to the inhabitants of the earth that we may be given to repent. What anxious thoughts there can be in the midst of the family circles, all fathers and mothers. How has it been in this past year when you were more together as a family circle? Have there been times that you were given to speak of the Lord and of that one thing needful? Oh, also concerning the inquiry watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? But let me ask you, have you now come a little further? Because in Edom there was much concern, much trouble, but there was not a confession of guilt. There was not a confession of their sin. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Is that not a fitting question at the end of the year 2020, where the Lord has spoken so remarkable? Oh, what a night there can be. Oh, the darkness of the night in the Scripture, that implies ignorance, that implies unbelief, that is the state of the unconverted. O watchman of the night, how long shall I yet have that I may be converted unto the Lord, but also for the church? What a darks of what a nights of darkness there can be. Oh, the hiding of God's face. Do we not read in Psalm 13, verse 1, Lord, why hidest thou self? Oh, the trials in providence that the Lord holds such mysterious and such unfathomable ways. Oh, it can be also for the child of God in those nights of darkness that it can seem so hopeless and so helpless. Oh, when the enemy surround them with their imagination and their fears, then it can also be, oh, what a fitting question, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? But now the Lord has a people that in the night watches, in the darkness of the night, and not only to ask the Lord for deliverance, but it shall be with a confession of sin. Our second thought, the remarkable reply by the watchman. And then the watchman has declared, watchman, what of the night? O watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. Then the watchman may declare to Edom that there shall be a time of a little relief, that it shall seem that the morning shall come, but it shall only be for a time, because the watchman was added, O inhabitants of Edom, the burden of Duma, oh, wonder your great fears of those oppressing nations that surround you, then there shall yet be times that you may have a little breathing space. The morning cometh, but also the night. Oh, what a solemn message for Edom. Oh, we would think, congregation, when in Edom has heard that message, that messenger, that he would have remained with the watchman, and that he would have asked for more clarification, that he would have asked for mercy. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Then upon this world, then according to Genesis 8, verse 22, then the morning shall interchange with the night, also by renewal in this year, then the faithfulness of the Lord, that the sun may arise every morning. Oh, concerning watchmen, what of the night? Oh, through our deep fallen paradise, then we have brought that night upon ourself. Through our sin, we have broken the covenant. We have transgressed all his commandments. But then the Lord has declared in paradise that the morning would come. Oh, the morning in the scriptures, think of the prophesy, the promise in Malachi 4, verse 1, unto you fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Ah, for the church of God, ah, they experience that night, they experience that darkness, they experience that separation, they experience what a bitter thing it is to sin against the Lord. But then it may be declared in the scriptures that the morning cometh, and that is the morning of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, where Christ was born as the servant of the Father, where he has fulfilled all things. And as Zacharias has prophesied in Luke 1, the verses 78 and 79, to give light to them that is sin in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Do we not read in the book of Revelation that Jesus Christ is called the morning star? Oh, the morning cometh. That is the morning for the church of deliverance in the midst of many trials. The Lord shall never forsake his people. Oh, think of Jacob, David, the shepherds, and many more. Ah, the morning cometh with the answering of prayer. The morning cometh when the promises may be fulfilled. Oh, is it not a morning when the Lord may grant a time of revival? Would that not be the greatest blessing for us and our children, when a morning of revival, oh, with that earnest inquiry, because does the Lord not hold his hand still also under his judgments, under his special callings? Or has it been different, young and old, my unconverted fellow travelers? Have you had times that it was not so easy? Have you learned to cry unto the Lord, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? People of God, how has it been with those nights? Oh, have we labored thereunder? Have we been burdened thereunder? Has it become our guilt? Has it become watchman? What of the night, watchman, what of the night? Has it been with a Job in Job 23, the verses 3 and 4, that he knew not where he could find him, that he would fill his mouth with arguments? Oh, for the church, because the Lord is not a land of outer darkness for his people. People of God, have you experienced those mornings that the Lord has come over, that you were given to be wonder the mercies of the Lord, and that you have become so small and so humble with that petition, hallowed be thy name? But now the prophet has said, the morning cometh also concerning this earth, concerning his judgments. Then the Lord can yet give some relief. But then the prophet has added that the night also cometh. Oh, when we think of the church of Jesus Christ, think after the New Testament church on the day of Pentecost, when so many were converted, then there has come a night of persecution. The Roman Empire, think in the Middle Ages, then how dark it has become. Watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? Then the Lord has given another morning in the time of the Reformation, but also the night. And when we think of that night congregation, when we hear the words of the prophet of the watchman, may we not say that for us and our children is the day of grace, not as the morning when the Lord still proclaims that everlasting gospel. Does the Lord not give? Oh, let us not forget the many good and precious things that the Lord has left in our midst, that the Lord still grants tokens of his favor. And nevertheless, the morning cometh. Oh, that is the precious day of grace, but young and old, the prophet is also immediately added, the morning cometh, and also the night. Oh, is night not a picture of death? And when we are unconverted, then it shall be eternal night. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The morning cometh, and also the night. And now, congregation, under the Lord's loud speaking, then the Lord still grants unto us his precious word, the truth of God's word. It may still be declared that there is a way to be saved. Let me then ask you in this evening hour, what have you done with that morning of the time of grace? Has it been profitable to your soul? Has it been uncovered to you that without the Lord, everything is a black, pitch dark night? Oh, that separation between the Lord and our soul. And then with a confession, no, then it shall not be as with an Edom. Oh, it is true, an anxious inquiry, but without an impression of their guilt and without a confession of their sin. They were concerned about the consequences of sin. They desired an easy life, but not an asking how his name may be glorified. And now concerning, oh, it was not a perfect inquiry when they have only asked, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Oh, young and old, then the prophet still had a message for them. And for who? For the Edomites, that have sinned everything away, that have learned that bitter enmity. The Lord has a people upon the earth that experience that the natural heart, that is enmity against the Lord, enmity against free and sovereign grace, enmity against his Son. But all for those Edomites, then the watchman, then he still had a precious message. That message may still come unto us, the loving appeal through the watchman. Let us first sing a Psalter 246, the three stanzas. O teach thou us to count our days, and set our hearts on wisdom's ways. Turn, Lord, to us in our distress, in pity now thy servants bless. And what follows, 246, the three stanzas. the watchman's message concerning the burden of Duma. The urgent inquiry to the watchman. The remarkable reply by the watchman. And now thirdly, the loving appeal through the watchman. We have heard that Edom has become troubled, that they were very anxious under everything that was transpiring in the world. How has it been in this year, congregation? Have we also become anxious? Have we come more on our knees? Have we spoken more in our family circles concerning the things of the Lord? And now we have heard that an Edom has come was not a perfect inquiry. There was much missing. Are there Edoms amongst us? Have you thought much this week, this day, about the year gone by, sins? We have dwelt different times at the foot of Mount Sinai. We have begun with the Heidelberg Catechism, an explanation of the Lord's Prayer. Have there been times, congregation, that you have been given to be wonder, that you may still have a place upon the earth with the many deaths amongst us? Have you said, Lord, why was it not me that has been placed in the earth? Why may I still have a place upon the earth? And now concerning this inquiry, but our third thought, what an encouragement for us and our children. What did the watchman now say? Did the watchman now say, Edom, Mount Seir, you have left me. You have left the Lord. You have manifested in your life that the Lord did not have such a large place. You have even manifested enmity against the people of God. And now you are in trouble. And now you come to the watchman. Do you not really think that you shall receive a favorable answer? Then in our text, then we do not read that the watchman has scolded the man, the messenger from Mount Seir, but a loving appeal. And then what did the watchman say to Edom? It's true. They have sinned everything away, spoiled much, undeserving, unworthy. Their prayers, their petition, their inquiry, there was much missing, much of self. And yet the prophet in the name of the Lord, then what a blessed word in congregation. That word still comes to us and our children. Because then we read, the watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. But, Edomites, it is not hopeless. There is yet a way to return. And therefore, if ye will, what a solemn word. How is the congregation? How has it been in this year? How is it in this evening hour, if ye will? We shall not speak about whether we are able. We are not. But the prophet says, if ye will. What is our desire? What is our greatest concern? We would go from bench to bench and we would ask each and every one, what is now your main request at the end of the year? What would that be, boys and girls? You know the answer that I want to hear. But is that now something that lives in your heart? And not as a worthy one, as Edom, one that has sinned everything away. Oh, have there been souls that have been troubled in this day that you have said, oh Lord, thou hast given so many blessings, and thou hast spoken so loudly and so clearly. Thou hast sent the angel of death. And Lord, now I am still unconverted. May it please thee, in this evening hour, when I may come under thy word, that I may receive that one thing needful. Oh, if ye will, has that become true, congregation? Because when the Lord binds that reality of death and eternity, the one thing needful, then we become busy with it. And then we are given to tell the Lord it is true when the Lord works. Do you know what that people think? Then they think, if the Lord was now as willing as I, oh, then I would be converted. They learn that they are not able. But in the furtherance of that way, then they learn that the Lord is willing, but they are so unwilling. But if ye will, that's what a tender, what a touching word, congregation, in our text. The Lord says, if ye will. And now as a fruit of that willingness, because we can speak words with our mouth, but what is now a fruit of that willingness? Then we are brought at the footstool of the Lord. And then Isaiah, the prophet, the watchman, is added, if ye will, inquire, inquire ye. And that word inquire, that means to seek diligently. Thus, what a touching word at the end of the year. If ye will inquire, inquire. To that end, may we come much on our knees, and may we be given to ask the Lord, oh, for that true inquiring. Oh, then we shall learn that we are as those from Mount Seir, that it is all wrong. But when it may come out of the heart, oh, then through that precious mediator, church must also learn it. Then the prayer shall be answered. And now, concerning that inquiry, then the watchman is added, if ye will inquire, inquire ye. And then two words, return, come. That mean return, that word return, that is reference to repentance. If you will inquire, return. I read also that the prophet Isaiah in chapter 30, verse 18, that it is written that the Lord is waiting to be gracious. And in 1 Peter 4, verse 17, that the time has come that the judgments must begin in the house of God. Then the Lord is waiting to be gracious. And how is it with that returning? How many sins have we left and repented of? How is it in our family circles as family worship? Has that received a greater place? Maybe the best ones would be to ask, is there children and young people? Because when there is a returning, then we shall notice it with father and mother. Then undoubtedly, we are not allowed to do some things that we are allowed to do perhaps before. Return, repent, the Lord is waiting to become great. The Lord is waiting to be gracious. Under the Lord speaking, have we come more modestly and reverently up to God's house? The Lord, for approximately 9 months, has wonderfully watched over us. But now the virus coming to Bethesda, Independent, and among our families, must the Lord then still come with greater judgments, young and old, if ye will inquire, return, and come? What a precious word, my fellow travelers, to that never-ending eternity. And that was a word to the descendants of Esau. That has sinned everything away. Their prayers were not even so good. Much was lacking. But what a message the watchman had to that people of Seir. If you will inquire, return, come. What precious invitations. Isaiah 55. For a thirsty people come without money and without price. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. What a precious word in the closing hours of the year 2020. If ye will inquire, return, come, the Lord shall have a people that shall inquire, that shall return, and that shall come. That is the reason while the world still stands. The reason while the sun may arise. The reason why the moon may still shine. Because there is yet a church to be gathered. Watchmen, what of the night? What of the night? The precious day of grace, that is the morning. There shall be many nights here upon this earth. Oh, young and old, when we die unconverted, then it shall be eternal night. never be a sunrise. And then there shall not come a watchman to hell and say, if ye will, inquire, return, come, then it shall be forever too late. But today is still the precious day of grace. But now for God's people, there shall be those nights of darkness, of trials, oh, it is true. I read in Job 35, verse 10, no one saith, where is God my maker? That singeth songs in the night. Think of Paul and Silas in Acts 16. They were given to sing the praises of the Lord. But now for the people of God, at the day of their death, then they shall be taken into glory. And I read in the book of Revelation that there shall be no night there. There shall be no sunset. They shall be given to praise the Lord for his wonderful work, for the work of the Spirit, that they were given to inquire, that they were given to seek, that they were given to return, that they were given to come, young and old. Watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night? If ye will inquire, inquire, return, come, let us close. Lord, then we have heard of a precious invitation at the end of this year. To that end, we humbly ask thee for the work of thy Holy Spirit, that there may be in this evening who are wrought upon by thy Spirit, by thy grace, and that are given to experience that night, but are given to ask of thee. And then what a precious invitation. If ye will inquire, inquire, return, come. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that by nature, never one has come, never one shall of themselves. But now thou hast promised to use thy word to that end, that a church may be gathered. Thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. Thou hast promised to work from generation to generation, O Lord. In these solemn times, remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. We humbly ask thee to watch over us in the remaining hours of this night. Remember the young daughter who was called to undergo surgery. Be mindful of her, ah, Lord. May she be given to inquire, to return, to come. Remember the old father in a serious condition. Remember all those that are sick and afflicted in different places. May it please thee to bring us through the night. Be the faithful keeper, Israel, and that we may gather round about thy holy word at the beginning of the new year. Lord, forgive us of all of our sins this past year. And speaking as an office bearer, as a father and mother, a teacher, wherever we were called to be. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 363, the five stanzas. From the depths do I invoke thee, O Lord, to me incline thy ear. To my voice be thou attentive, and my supplication hear. 363, the five stanzas. in the year of our Lord, 2020. It has pleased the Lord to take out of the midst of the congregation by the hand of death. On January 31, Mrs. Katja de Peter, at the age of 81 years. On April 3, Mrs. Acha Ludemann, at the age of 63 years. On August 3, Mrs. Janica Wilhelmina Klock, at the age of 80 years. On August 8, Mrs. Elska Vanessa, at the age of 94 years. On August 15, baby Kelsa Lorena de Kock, at the age of 3 months. On October 19, Miss Jolene Christina Altshorn, at the age of 18 years. On December 29, Mr. Bastian de Peter, at the age of 86 years. And on December 29, Mr. Jan Klock, at the age of 82 years. May the Lord remember and uphold all the mourning families and sanctify the callings. To that end, let us arise and sing together from Psalter 422, the 8th stanza. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years. My life is like a cloud that comes and disappears. Has man then lived in vain, who can in death's dark hour escape the dismal grave with all its ruinous power? O Lord, recall thy love, thy words to David spoken, sustain us as of yore by covenant oaths unbroken. 422, the 8th stanza standing. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.